Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And if you're just tuning in, you missed a very interesting first hour. Our guest was Marty Wittekin. And Marty has a website. It's called Radio Marty, RadioMarty.com. And you can get her book on her website, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, Prilosec, and Other Acid Blockers. And you could also get the book at Wilner Chemists as well. All righty. Those of you who are on the phones, thanks for staying there over the break. And we do have our first caller is Mary from Easton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. It's a very nice, informative show. I have trouble with my stomach. They said I had hiatal hernia, too much acid. And this summer I went to the hospital because I had gallstones, and I don't have a gallbladder. And I don't know, my stomach is just horrible. I get so much gas no matter what I eat. I'm getting so much gas, I belch, and I'm getting chest pains until I belch, and then I feel better. It's like popping a cork.
Yeah.
And no matter what I eat, I'm having a lot of trouble. I just got off a nightstand because I had so many antibiotics. And I need a probiotic, I guess. But the stone was in my duct. So they did a procedure. They went down. They made another hole so the they called it sludge can pass. The pain is gone, but the after effects are just horrendous. The gas is really putrid. It's really very bad. I've never had this before in my life. And I missed the first hour of the show. I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, you do have a very interesting situation.
Are you taking a medicine to thin out the bile so it doesn't form stones in the gallbladder?
I'm not taking anything. Okay. I called the doctor about the gas, and he told me to take Activia for 2 weeks. In fact, the surgeon told me that.
Yeah. There's something called Actigal, which basically the bile coming out. So you can get gallstones without a gallbladder because the gallstone is simply a reservoir. The bile that's coming out from the liver can form into stones, and you can thin that out so it does. It's less likely to do so. And that's a fairly standard, I guess you can call it a medicine. It's a fairly natural substance, and it works on interrupting that bile process. In terms of what you should be doing overall, it's hard to tell. Some basics are perhaps an elimination diet to see if there are specific foods that are triggering things. Certainly, I'd want to know, do you do better or worse with low fat, with low sugar? And I don't know if before we were talking about Dr. O'Hara's acidophilus and other bacteria formula, I really don't have a clue as to whether that would be a good thing for you or not. It's the sort of thing wouldn't be hurt to try, but it isn't really clear why you're in relatively recent times has had this great deterioration in your digestion.
It's really terrible.
How old
am I getting? Oh, I'm 82.
Don made a suggestion earlier about using perhaps a shotgun approach.
Oh. Where,
well, he didn't mean that.
He didn't mean take a shotgun to you, no. No, no.
Yeah,
no.
I shotgun. You stick some vitamin C tablets in the barrel. You stick a little bit of phosphatidylcholine in the barrel, some betaine hydrochloride. Yeah. And never mind. Go on, Arnie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was just taking a whole series, a whole bunch of digestive enzymes. You know, taking.
Well, I have no help in this area.
Well,
yes, you do. You have Wilner Chemist.
Well, yes, I do. I get their catalog, and they are very nice to answer questions. I get their catalog for the sales. They just had the fall sale.
Yeah, that's right.
I need to talk to them because I get no help from these doctors.
We have a surprise for you. We are them.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know. That's why I'm calling for help for the gas. I don't know what to do.
That's what I tried to just tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take some digestants which will help your stomach, which will help start the digestion properly in the stomach. Take something which will continue to help it as it goes through your intestine back in down into the duodenum. So this is what you need to do.
Why don't we mention a couple products, Arnie? I'm trying to.
Sure.
I know you know you want to maybe the yeah. fungal enzymes.
Yeah, there's a product from the enzymatic group of companies. Tyler has a product called Similase, Similase, which is a vegetable based enzyme which will help the digestion in the stomach. As a start. Okay, it's called Similase. It'll also help digestion further along, but it doesn't rely on the acidity of the stomach to work. So even if you're not producing enough acid, these enzymes will help to digest the food in the stomach.
They gave me Protonix to take. They thought I had too much acid, but that wasn't the problem.
Yeah, but see, that's going against that type of thing might help if you had, for example, some reflux, but that doesn't seem to be what your problem is. Your problem seems to be more digestive.
I think so. Mm-hmm. They told me I had an endoscope done, and they put acid reflux, so GERD. Mm-hmm. That's it. But that wasn't the answer either.
No, because that's
yeah.
I don't think that would make for the foul odor you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So my suggestion would be digestive enzymes of various forms. One,
Solgar, Solgar has a product. I was just looking. I couldn't recall exactly what it was called, but in their gold specific line, they have a product called Digestive Support, which would also work as well as the Similase. I think, Arnie, it's got the full.
Yeah, there's a bunch of products
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
That.
I think for Mary, it would help if we just gave her a couple. Product names that she could sort of go with instead of making.
The other thing you can do, Mary, is give us a call at the store this week.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm.
Good. Then we'll be glad to help you there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mary.
You see, for those of you listening, and you know, when we talk about products like this, we're talking about a product that has the full spectrum of the basic digestive enzymes, things that'll digest, you know, which is what you find in, for example, in the pancreatic enzyme secretions. What's nice about the enzymes that are secreted by the pancreas is that you have all of the three major types of enzymes, the enzymes that will digest protein, digest fat, and digest the carbohydrates. Now, that's, of course, from an animal source. Whether your own pancreas, if you want to call yourself an animal, or from a pork, because the enzymes that we get from a pork derivative are the closest to human enzymes, as it turns out, and they work great. If you want, the only downside of a pancreatic enzyme supplement is that they only work within a narrow range of pH, so which is okay, but there's an alternative, and the alternative is the same kinds of enzymes in terms of their activity, but they're derived from plant sources, from
Aspergillus.
Aspergillus. I can't remember exactly which of the fungal things. Anyway, they also digest all three types of foods, but they work over a broader range of pH. So many people feel that they are a little bit more, a broader spectrum in their activity. So we're talking about taking a product like that because it covers all of the types of foods you want to have digested. And I like to see those into a product that may also contain some betaine hydrochloride, may also contain some pepsin and some of the enzymes that are found in other parts of the digestive tract also. But the point is, and the reason I call it a shotgun approach is because it covers everything. And, you know, if it helps, then you can worry about whether you really need only lipase or you really only need protease or if you only need betaine. But at least you know that that general approach is going to be beneficial. Okay?
Okay. Good, sound advice. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podale.
And we'll all return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices you can find. It's true. Here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, here are some current sale specials. Enzymatic Therapy and Nature's Way, both the full lines at 35% off list price. Rainbow Light, Natrol, the full lines at 30% off list price. And we have selected products from Solgar and Quality of Life on sale at 40 to 44% off list price. And there's even more.
Well, how do you find out what that more might be? Well, and what else might be on sale? You go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you check the On Sale tab. While you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request a free product catalog. You can also call for the catalog. It's 1-800-633-1106, and you can leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
And while you're on the website, www. dr.wilner.com, by the way. Be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your order on the website as well, www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women, hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I need to tell you that all Solgar CoQ10 supplements are now on sale at 40% off list price. All of them. If you use CoQ10, you owe it to yourself to check this out.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710, and it does work from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay, let's talk to Sylvia from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Sylvia.
Hello. Hi. I'd like to know about the sulfur. This is what happened. I went to my dermatologist, and he thought I had a zinc deficiency. So I had a blood test, and sure enough, I have a zinc deficiency. So he called my internist. My internist gave me a prescription for 220 milligrams of zinc sulfite. What does that mean?
It's not zinc sulfite. It's zinc sulfate.
Sulfate. Okay.
Yeah, it's a form of it's a form of zinc.
Yeah, it's very high dose. So
you it's 220 of zinc sulfate.
Oh, okay, right. It's less zinc.
Yeah.
One of the questions I wonder is how did he think that this was zinc related? Because there's something called dermatitis herpetiformis, where the zinc is low, but those people are also allergic to gluten. And no. That part of the treatment, if that were the case, would be getting off gluten-containing foods as well.
I see. No, I had that blood test, and it came out low. So he figures that it's a zinc.
Right, but one of the reasons why it may be low...
Because I wasn't healing. I had a sore on my body, and when I applied zinc, it sort of got better.
Okay.
And if I stopped the zinc treatment that I was doing myself out of zinc oxide, you know, that tube that costs $2.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
helping myself, but if I stopped using the zinc, the pimple came back.
Right. As people get older, there's increasing zinc deficiency, and this does retard wound healing. It does inhibit the immune system, and the treatment is zinc. And that's sort of separate from what I was thinking of, which is there's this other disorder where the low zinc is because gluten is inhibiting the absorption of things, but that's fine.
So what should I do? I mean, 220 milligrams sounds like a lot of zinc.
It's not 220 milligrams of zinc. It's 220 milligrams of zinc sulfate, of which I don't recall exactly how much is zinc, but it wouldn't be more than about 40, 50 milligrams.
Well, do you think 40, 50 milligrams of zinc is a lot?
It's a good dose. It's what your doctor thinks you need.
Well, he really doesn't know much about nutrition. That's why I'm calling you. Oh. I thought that it would interfere with copper. Would my copper level go down?
Yes. Your concerns are reasonable, but for a short period of time, you can go ahead and just, you know, follow his recommendations. You should be taking, of course, a good broad spectrum multivitamin, multimineral supplement,
yes,
regardless of all this.
Yes.
Okay, so you're probably getting some copper, hopefully at least a couple of milligrams of copper there. So if this turns into a long term situation, then should look, you know, then you should talk to your doctor about whether or not you need to be concerned. For the short term, especially if you're getting a little bit of copper in your multi, you should probably be happy that they have identified what hopefully is going to help you, because zinc is, you know, I think zinc actually should be something more people worry about than they do, because it plays so many roles in health. But I would only worry about it, if I were you, if this turned into a long-term thing.
Let me ask you, may I take this for about a month and then take another blood test?
I think a month should be an adequate period of time, in my personal opinion, yes.
And what do you think, when I take the zinc blood test, should I include the copper blood test, copper include in that blood test?
No, I think you're taking this because you're having this these skin ulcers that aren't healing,
yes,
or something. Okay,
yes,
fine. Let's see what your situation is after a month. Okay, if the ulcers have healed up and you're doing remarkably well, if they're 80% healed after a month of taking the zinc, you can sing hallelujah and maybe take do another couple weeks of zinc and hopefully then you'll be 100% cured and you'll just stop taking it. That's all.
Oh,
but let's just see what happens at that time and then reevaluate. Give us a call then, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck. Bye bye.
Okay, see that? See that? See what you did for that lady, Don?
We're all happy now.
Yeah, most importantly, we found
out.
Well,
no, okay, maybe we should recap for everybody. Let's see,
we got about 20 seconds for your quick recap.
Okay, well, zinc, zinc is very valuable. You can take a higher dose. What's the normal dose? Only about 15, 20 milligrams.
Yeah, okay. Up to 30 even.
You know, some people take more. Some men take very high dosage, and they have to worry. If you're taking 50, 100 milligrams a day for a long period of time, you can create some imbalances with other minerals.
Definitely. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We shall return after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And over at the Lincoln Tunnel heading into town, we have a disabled vehicle which has been cleared from the south too, but we will be tied up about 10 minutes outbound side. No major problems. Holland Tunnel out of town, a 10-minute wait. It looks like we're still okay over at the George Washington Bridge. East River Crossings, Midtown Tunnel, outbound tube is closed for weekend-long repaving. Inbound tube taking on two-way traffic as a result. Anticipate at least a 20-minute wait in each direction. And the 59th Street Bridge heading into town, upper deck and lower deck, bumper to bumper across the span. That is alternate traffic. You might want to try the RFK Bridge ahead downtown. All of our East River crossings on the lower end seem to be in good shape, unless, of course, you're leaving Manhattan. You will find delays over on the Brooklyn Bridge. Harlem River Drive, no major problems for you. West Side Highway appears to be okay. And keep in mind, if you're traveling in western New Jersey, Route 80 eastbound side at exit 19, we're closed down. Flipped over tractor trailer, Route 46. It is open. Not a great alternate, but that's the way to go because, again, it is open. Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9. Making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell. And as promised, we'll get right back to the phones. Guy from Manhattan, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hello. I just started listening to your program today, when you were, and I presumed you were speaking of procreatin pancreatic enzymes. There is a product called Wobenzyme, which is an enteric coated product, and that would mean that the pancreatic enzymes would not be digested by the system. Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez has a plan to use pancreatic enzymes for dealing with cancer.
Yeah, sure. We're aware of that, of course.
Okay, fine. Would the Wobenzyme pancreatic enzyme be the type of pancreatic enzyme that Dr. Gonzalez might use?
You would have to ask that to Dr. Gonzalez.
But okay, I understand that. But
he's published his protocols.
They've done studies with Dr. Gonzalez, and it's call his office. He'll tell you.
But
I don't believe he would. I don't believe that would be the product he uses. He has a specialized product he uses.
Even beyond being enteric coated.
It had nothing to do with the enteric coating. That's not the key factor.
Oh.
No, the purpose of enteric coating in the case of Wobenzyme was to get it obviously past the stomach and also into the intestinal area where the enteric coat would break down, and the hope with Wobenzyme was that it would be absorbed systemically into the blood, and then it would be able to sort of digest abnormal things that were floating around in the blood and perhaps other places.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, Wobenzyme is not really should not really be categorized as a digestive enzyme supplement. If you're taking pancreatic enzymes as a digestive enzyme supplement, you would go with a non-enteric coated product. And of course, there's many out there. Solgar has one. Allergy Research Group has one. In fact, I believe at one time, I don't know if Dr. Gonzalez is still using the Allergy Research Group pancreatic enzymes or not, but he was at one time. But the Wobenzyme is for inflammation and like Arnie said, a systemic applications, which is different from a digestion. Okay?
But also at the same time, it does deal with cells that are not normal.
Correct. That's its intent.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Who's next? Andrea from New Jersey. Hello, Andrea.
Yes. Hi. How are you, doctors? I have a chronic muscle pain. It's already for 5 years I have it. Mostly in left leg, but in left leg more than in the right. And the doctor said it's ETB syndrome. And I took a lot of tests. Antibodies seems a little elevated, but not as much to cause this problem. And I just don't know. I take all the supplements from your store. I take D and fish oil a lot, and chromium, and start taking bromelain mega capsules.
Okay.
And I don't know what else to take, because recently I developed this, like, in the middle of my spine. I have, like, burning and itching. It's no rash, no nothing. It's just from inside.
And the doctor can't help you?
No, he does not. He put me on for inflammation on 2 weeks for Aleve. He gave me, my blood pressure went up, and I stopped taking it. And
what was the syndrome that the doctor said it was, Arnie?
ETB.
ETB
syndrome. Yeah.
What is ETB?
What is that, Dr. Podell?
Well, it sounds like a movie. That
is it? ITB?
It might be ITB.
There's something called iliotibial band syndrome, which causes knee pain. Is that where yours is?
Goes on the side of my leg to the knee.
Okay, yeah, this is a mechanical issue, and I really don't know all that much about it. But
Andrea, it seems that
it's not a nutritional thing primarily.
No, I don't think this
is
something.
It's a little bit too complicated for us to, I think, be of any help. This is something, you know, if the doctors that you're going to don't seem to be able to help you, you may want to look to see if you can find somebody else or a specialist or something. But this is not something I think we can be of any help. I'm sorry, on the radio.
Yeah, the ilium is a pelvis bone, and the tibia is a leg bone, and that there's a band of tendon that connects the two. So presumably there's thought to be something abnormally pulling on that. That's the best I can do.
Well, thanks for the call, but sorry we can't help you, Andrea.
Wasn't the guy that was in that band the one that was married to Valerie Bertinelli or something? Or is that something?
No, that was Mick Jagger.
Oh, Mick Jagger, okay. That was with the lips, right?
The iliotibial band, I see.
All right, we better take it. Noah, get us a new call before this deteriorates further. Let's see. We have.
Let's let it deteriorate.
Grace from North Arlington, New Jersey. Hello, Grace.
Yes, hello, doctor. It's nice to talk to you. I was recently diagnosed from my dermatologist, seborrheic keratosis.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there is any enzyme or anything that I could take to alleviate that.
Okay, seborrheic keratosis. Dr. Podell, that is...
That's sort of like a dandruff.
That's what I
thing.
Felt, yes.
And, I'm not a real expert in that. Zinc's may be useful. Selenium's may be useful. If on the scalp, the Nizoral antifungal cream can be useful. And that's about the level of my knowledge.
Yeah, it shouldn't be anything that would be difficult to treat.
Oh, this is my midriff.
Yeah. You can get it anywhere, but it's the same sort of thing.
Oh, it is. And so zinc?
Did the doctor give you a prescription or tell you to do anything?
No. She doesn't want it. She said if I take them off that they would only come back. Because I have also psoriasis.
Yeah, it's related. Psoriasis is like a bad, bad case of the seborrhea, really.
Oh, is it?
Well, in a sense, it's similar kinds of processes.
If there are some things that some people find helpful for stuff like that, one of the things that I've had some degree of success with is the oils like borage oil, black currant oil, probably even a high potency omega-3 fish oil. If you're not taking something like that, you definitely should be. It's got many, many benefits, including the possibility that it'll help your psoriasis and the seborrheic keratosis, as well as many other things. So you really should be looking at a good high-potency omega-3 fish oil and or a borage oil concentrate. You can even put the borage oil not only take it by mouth in the capsules, but you can actually prick the capsule open and put some directly on the patches that where you're having the problem. The other problem would be Zindet.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah,
It's called
Arnie. Go on.
It's a couple of products. They have a lotion and they have what they call a shampoo, and they also have a soap. So I would get all three of them and use it as directed. It's very, very good. It contains stuff from the Dead Sea, not only
The silt and the mud,
yep,
I believe, the salts and the silt, something.
Very, very good. It's made in Germany. And it's called Zindet, Xyndet. We would highly recommend that.
Xyndet. Oh, okay. I thought that these were basically warts, but they're not.
What you told us, we wouldn't have thought that they were warts, but
Oh, no, that was my opinion, because they're not pretty.
No, warts are different. I mean, that's a totally different problem.
Yeah, that's something else, obviously.
Oh, okay. So I'll try those products then.
Okay.
And they can be bought in
You can get them at Wilner's, 800-633-1106. We're closed today. Give us a call sometime tomorrow.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Grace. Thanks for calling. And let's see. Let's talk to Chris from New Jersey. Hi, Chris.
Hello. I'm calling about some blood work that showed that I have hypercalcemia on a low end, like 10-something, the number, and then had the test for the parathyroid, and it showed, again, a low level of hyperparathyroid. I have yet to go to an endocrinologist, I guess after reading that mostly the treatment has been the surgery. I was wondering if there's anything else that can be done.
Well, first of all, they don't go and do surgery unless it's pretty well out of control.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That ordinarily, at low levels of abnormality, they will watch it. There's also a medical differential diagnosis of other things that might be causing this. And that's about as far as I can say. That is, in terms of a nutritional, I'm not aware of any nutritional treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed this is a primary parathyroid gland overactivity, we don't really know what causes it. It's sort of probably an autoimmune problem of some sort, where the parathyroid glands have been overstimulated, and we don't. As far as we know, it's not a nutritional issue as to what overstimulates them. Now, other ways you can get overactive parathyroid, though, usually without high calcium, would be, for instance, if you have vitamin D deficiency. Then the body, then the parathyroid glands get going in high gear to pull calcium out of the bone to prevent low blood calcium.
Uh-huh.
But that's a bit different from what you're describing.
So if you have a high blood calcium, that would not, vitamin D, taking vitamin D would not help?
Well, it probably not, but there are some oddball syndromes where, in other words, the first thing would be to measure the vitamin D level. Let's say if it were low, then maybe adding vitamin D might still make sense, even though the calcium's already high. But those wouldn't be judgments for us to make. Those are judgments for an endocrine specialist to make.
All right, Chris. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks so much for that call. All right, time again for another break. Our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or just stop by Wilner Chemist.
And a bulletin for you folks, Quality of Life, AHCC, both the 500 milligram and 250 milligram potencies, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 44% off list price. So if you're looking for ways to boost your immune system, you don't have to let price stand in your way when it comes to AHCC from Quality of Life.
The human body requires a broad range of nutrients for general health and well-being. Whole food-based multiple formulas can help fill that need. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition has introduced Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula. It's a whole food-based multiple with over 25 crucial vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, and more than 28 important plant-based nutrients from the foods one should eat every day. It contains adaptogenic herbs like astragalus, ginseng, ginger, garlic, and ginkgo, health-promoting greens like spirulina and chlorella, and phytonutrient-rich superfruits like pomegranate, grapeseed, acai, mangosteen, goji, and tart cherry fruit extract. And it tastes great. So if you believe you should get most of the nutrients from your diet and want a multiple that supports that philosophy, look to Blue Bonnet's Liquid Super Earth Multi-Nutrient Formula, which is filled with a harvest of whole food essentials that are perfect for today's busy, stressful lifestyles. You can find Blue Bonnet supplements at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions, your nutritional questions. And our next caller is Robert from Lynbrook, Long Island.
Excuse me. I have neuropathy in my legs, and my neurologist told me I'm losing my balance, but I've had neuropathy for 5 years, and I'm starting to lose my balance. And the neurologist told me it's because of the neuropathy. My internist said I'm a very healthy person. They did MRIs and scans and said there's nothing there, and it's getting worse. So I don't know, is there any type of a supplement I can take?
Well, the first question is, what do they think is the cause of the neuropathy?
Of my diabetes.
Oh, from the diabetes, okay.
Type 2.
All right, there is some research in this area. Really haven't seen much in the last few years, but there were encouraging results with alpha-lipoic acid at fairly high doses, say 600 milligrams, 2-3 times a day. There was one excellent study showing benefit from primrose oil, but that was 15 years ago, and no one's ever repeated that study. There is some value perhaps to vitamin B12, some value to thiamine, some value to a substance called carnitine, which is available in health food stores. All those have some data behind them. None of them have enough data to say that it's conclusively proved, but since all of these treatments are pretty well risk-free, I think that's something that you ought to sit down with a nutritionally oriented doctor, and he can measure your carnitine, he can measure your B12, he can measure your thiamine, and then consider if, assuming your diabetes doctor is not opposed to it, it's something you could do going forward.
So there is a doctor that that deals with just my type of a problem?
Well, many alternative doctors are familiar with this. I mean, I do this. I'm sure Dr. Hoffman does it, Dr. Vanini.
You just have to be familiar with
what the literature is.
Yeah. Dr. Vanini just wrote a book on diabetes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like Dr. Podell said, we're not really talking about anything that's terribly unusual. You know, alpha-lipoic acid is a supplement that's available, very readily, and there's no downside. It's a very powerful antioxidant, very versatile antioxidant because it's both water-soluble and fat-soluble. So a lot of people take it for many reasons, and it
won't hurt you, so you should be taking that. Many of the things, the other things he mentioned are various B vitamins, and the easy thing to do is to take a good high-potency B complex supplement in addition to your basic multivitamin. We advertised the one from Country Life earlier in the show. The Country Life has a good B complex. Solgar has one called, I think, Megasorb B complex, which also has all the B vitamins in their active forms. So you should be taking that at least one twice a day, maybe more. The more the better. So for the kinds of things Dr. Podell mentioned, you don't really need to go see a specialist. Just go ahead and take these things. It won't hurt you, and it might help you.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Robert. Thanks for that call. And next we have Margaret calling from Caldwell, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, the infamous Carlton Fredericks highly recommended the dietary supplement soy lecithin.
Yep.
My question is, why is it no longer mentioned? It is available.
Yes.
But what has replaced lecithin? It's such a nutritional supplement, for the heart and brain.
Yeah, well, lecithin was... Lecithin is not bad, but there have been significant improvements on lecithin in the last number of years. Okay, for example, lecithin was a good source of phosphatides, phosphatidylcholine. It was also a source of linoleic acid. Okay, as you know, we've had... Don mentions a product called borage oil. Now, borage oil is a source of gamma-linoleic acid, which is the active form of the linoleic acid that your body can deal with. When you take lecithin, your body has to work on the lecithin to get it to be gamma-linoleic acid.
Back in the old days, if I can use that term, lecithin is an emulsifying agent. It's a natural emulsifying agent. And I think one of the things that we used to think in many years ago was that as such, it would help control problems like high cholesterol, things of that sort. And now we have, like Arnie is saying, we have other things that are just so much more potent. Also, people who used to take lecithin now can get their phosphatidylcholine, which many feel is really the active ingredient in lecithin. You can get the phosphatidylcholine in a much higher potency than you get it in the regular liquid lecithin. Liquid lecithin is only 62% phosphatides, and of those 62% phosphatides, only 30% or so is the phosphatidylcholine. So you can get granular lecithin, which has most of the soy oil removed, but still that's 95% phosphatides, so you're still only getting about 33% phosphatidylcholine, but you can get straight phosphatidylcholine now. You can get phosphatidylcholine mixed with other similar active constituents. So there's nothing wrong with lecithin, and if you want to continue taking it as a supplement, like Arnie said, there's little downside to it, but it's just that it has been supplanted in with more highly potent, highly concentrated substances now. Okay?
You mentioned downside.
No, we said there's no downside.
Okay.
No, so, we said potency.
Yeah.
The granules all along. I mean, is it safe to continue? Is the soil a problem?
No, soy is it's the what you lecithin is the fat of the soy. It's not the protein of the soy. So you don't have to worry about a soy allergy or anything like that.
So especially with the granules, because the soybean oil is pretty much removed from the granules.
Yeah, so it's perfectly okay to continue if you've been doing well with the lecithin. By all means, keep it up. Okay, now we have to pause for a short message from Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. WellVite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With WellVite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. WellVite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, we're coming to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Please stay tuned for The Heart Show immediately after the Wilner Window with Dr. Fred Vanini at 4 o'clock. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, corner of East 41st, 253 Broadway, right near Murray Street across from City Hall. We'll see you next Sunday at 2.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.